This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Area School District is inviting residents to a public information session on its lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature. The lawsuit was filed by Law Forward on behalf of a coalition of community members from multiple school districts across the state. It accuses the state legislature of failing to provide equal educational opportunities. It also includes over a dozen plaintiffs, including students, teachers, and community members from across the state, as well as the Wisconsin Parent Teacher Association. The lawsuit argues that the Wisconsin State Legislature has failed to keep public school funding in line with inflation and overall rising costs over the years. It also specifically notes that the decline in funding disproportionately affects low-income students, special education students, and students whose first language is not English. The public information session on the lawsuit is scheduled to take place on Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the South Middle School Auditorium. Representatives from the Law Forward legal team will be available to answer questions from community members on the lawsuit. The Eau Claire City Council will consider a proposal to change polling sites for voters in some wards this week. According to city officials, the proposal seeks to provide a more appropriate voting environment for residents and poll workers. The change would see voters in Election Ward 16 assigned to vote at St. Olaf Catholic Church, and voters in Election Wards 40, 41, and 64 assigned to vote at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Gateway Campus. If the change is approved on Tuesday, postcards with the updated information would be sent to registered voters. Law enforcement authorities say a Stanley Boyd School District student was referred to Chippewa County Juvenile Court after multiple weapons were found in their vehicle. According to the Stanley Police Department, school officials contacted them at around 8:30 a.m. on Thursday after students reported the possibility of a weapon in the vehicle. During a subsequent search, law enforcement authorities allegedly found multiple weapons and ammunition in the vehicle. They say no threats were made, and the student was referred for possession of firearms on school property. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A legal fight is brewing in Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers refused to roll back a ban on conversion therapy. Two conservative groups say they'll sue, arguing the rule violates free speech after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Evers pushed back, saying the practice is harmful and outdated, especially for LGBTQ youth. The state's rule treats conversion therapy as malpractice and is currently being enforced. The dispute now appears headed to court. From small towns to bigger cities, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is facing a housing crisis. She says that's affecting the workforce and local economies. During a visit to Eau Claire, she toured recently renovated affordable housing and talked about the challenges people are facing. She says the message is consistent across the state.
No matter where I travel in Wisconsin, I am hearing about a housing crisis, especially for those who need affordable housing. People in the workforce, I hear from business owners that as they try to grow their workforce, people come and say, I'd love to work here. Thank you for the job offer. I can't find housing in the area.
Baldwin is supporting federal legislation to expand housing options and says partnerships at the local level will also be key to solving the problem. A large African stork is drawing attention across the state. Witnesses say the marabou stork has been sighted all week and has two rings on its left leg. A representative with Natural Resources says the bird is not wild and likely escaped from captivity. The stork appears healthy and can fly. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew prepares for the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Yankees. Blake Perkins coming through with a key two-run RBI single on Mother's Day after losing his mom. to cancer last summer.
Obviously, to come through in the spot is always great. It's been a lot of emotions for me today. It was good. It's joy, a lot of joy.
It's the first time the Brewers have swept the Yankees since 1989. Basketball, the Bucks coming up with the 10th pick overall in the NBA draft lottery. That's the highest pick they've had in 10 years. And former Packers running back A.J. Dillon back in Green Bay over the weekend to help fight hunger in Wisconsin.
It's nice to see those people. It's nice to see them in the community. Parents who we've helped give backpacks of food or whatever. And it was like, hey, this made a world of difference for us during the summer with our kid. Like, rewarding isn't the word. It's very fulfilling.
Dillon now with the Carolina Panthers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could catch an isolated shower or thunder shower late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. An isolated thunder shower early, then sunny in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.